Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you on this kind of sunny day. We've got a great show lined up. We're going to sort of concentrate on Dad because Father's Day is next weekend. I'll be away with Hudson, who is receiving a big award. We can talk about that later. But off the top, we're going to talk to David Ross and Gina Savard about kind of some good food and some good wine and some good gift ideas for Dad. Jenny Ambrose from Homemade is going to talk about Homemade. That's not the right name, is it, Jenny? It's Make House. It's going to talk about some great things you can make for Dad or for yourself and maybe get your kids involved this summer in one of her camps. Jenny Moore is going to talk about some new looks. Maybe you want to get Dad to have that kind of new madman-inspired hair. If he has hair, you know, if not, shave it. Get some great ideas anyways for your guy. Off the top, we're talking to Dave Ross and Gina. How are you, Dave?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Patty. Thank you.
Well, it's not really Dave. It's Big D, right?
Well, to my closest friends, I guess it's Big D.
To our listening audience. And how are you, Gina?
Doing fantastic on this glorious day.
Well, it's great to have you guys both back. And we got to tell you a story about last weekend, Gina. You know, it was Dave's birthday, and it was their 25th anniversary, him and Debbie. And we knew Big D like Bill Cosby. You know, he's the one.
Love.
The only one. Anyways, so kind of had a little surprise, and he got to go to Vancouver, didn't know where he was going, to the River Rock and see Bill Cosby and also a meet and greet. And he looked like a kid who saw Santa for the first time, and he was doing this mumble mumble mumble, but do your thingy.
Well, you been over what I was saying about.
Yeah.
It's all about him.
He was teaching Bill how to be Bill. It was the most magical moment. You can go onto their website, River Rock, and see the pictures of Dave. It's quite something. Or my website next week, lifestylepattymack.com. But it was magical.
It was just a treat, an absolute something I'll never forget. It's I've loved Bill Cosby. For Saturday mornings, you know, I used to get up and watch the Cosby kids and stuff. It was just unbelievable. And just like when he looked at me and like he held Deb and I's hand, and that could be because he's blind now, but you know, he's just on stage, he's just so witty and so fast. And now Hud doesn't see him as funny as I do.
Or your wife. He kept looking. Dave is crying and laughing, and he's going to Debbie, are you going to laugh? She goes,
It's just something we have, you know.
It's just something you have. And Dave was doing his hey, 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 but he said it was too aggressive.
Well, yeah, he said it's all about the deep hey, hey, hey. So I was working on it.
Gene, I got to tell you, this guy is fun at a party.
Oh, well. You know, I keep seeing him. You know, I hear about him and I see pictures and, you know, there's rumors. But I need to attend one of those parties.
Oh, you sure do. You sure do, Gina. Well, we're going to talk about some good food and some good wine. And, Dave, you know, I think this time of year, I know you barbecue a lot, but this time of year is really when most people kind of get the barbecue out and hopefully the weather is going to stay. I know you have a few go-tos, and that's probably your best bet, isn't it? Because sometimes
Absolutely.
Dad does end up cooking his own meal that day, too, kind of like Mama Mother's Day. So what kind of basics, if you're sort of new to it, would be a good start?
Well, I mean, we've I think I said to Debbie yesterday, I noticed a lot more guys getting into the sort of fit scene, too. So for me, you know, it used to be the big baked potato with the steak. The steak's always number one, and I love a nice Delmonico or New York strip. Filet mignon on the barbecue, not so much. I'll save that for the winter.
Yeah.
But you know, just that go-to steak, and then I love grilled asparagus, grilled vegetables on the barbecue. That's you can put a million of them on there, and if you've got a sort of a little dish that you can sort of put some of the smaller piece in, a little balsamic on them, and salt and pepper, and that's really all you need with a good steak. And you can get away from that big, heavy. You know, baked potato and stuff that's just going to weigh you down.
Well, you know, Hud always likes the baked potato because
I know
wrong,
he
Jenny,
does. Yes.
Nothing wrong with the baked potato, is there?
There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with the baked potato, but it's
hater.
I love a baked potato, but more in the summer, it means having to turn the oven on. I mean, you could do them on the grill too, I guess. But propane's getting a little bit expensive these
days.
Yeah,
or if you're like my folks today, they'd have a lot of ovens, but they'd use a toaster oven.
Yeah.
You don't want to heat the whole thing.
They take way too long. We don't really do baked potatoes at our family barbecues.
If you put in the microwave, though, I just heard your English accent there. If you put in the microwave for a little while, though, then you can put them in the oven. And
that's right.
Usually if you have a meal, Jenny, though, you know, you have a few glasses of wine. You put that tater in there at like 3, you know, by 9 or 10 when you're eating. It's like
short. Or after the whole meal's finished.
I know.
You remember sure they're in the oven.
I know. And if Hud's listening, he's going to be a baked potato hater for sure.
He gets on a theme, right? And he has the same meal all the time. Gina, for the steak, what'd be a nice wine? I know some people are either red or white, but a lot of us can mix either way. So what would you suggest for a nice barbecue for Dad on next Sunday?
No, you know, if you're doing a steak on the barbecue, a nice cab, like a big-bodied, gorgeous tannic cab would be wonderful with a steak. The Liberty School cab from California is fantastic because it's big and it's ripe. So even for people who are sitting around while the grilling's going on, it's an easy sipper that way as well. And then for a white, I would do, you know, I hope people don't hate Chardonnay out there still, but I would do a big, gorgeous Chardonnay, nice and buttery.
Yeah, people have been haters, right? Because it's either that oak and they realize, oh, that's that weird flavor. But it's either you like that flavor but you don't have to have that kind of Chardonnay. So how do you know before you put the money out? I know come to your place and you can have a sip, right? Or people can tell you.
Oh, yeah. You know, we always have lots of variety on the tasting bar. But more and more, especially with the New World wines, they will put right on the bottle that it's either unwooded or unoaked. One of my favorites is the Silver Chardonnay from Mercolet out of California, and it actually comes in a ceramic bottle that I think a lot of people will buy it at first because the bottle's just so cool looking, but it's got the body still without that oak characteristic, and I think sometimes people have just had bad oak because if they like red wine, 90% of the time your wine's been in oak barrels. So, you know, it's don't hate the Chardonnay you had 15 years ago that gave you a terrible hangover because there's a lot of gorgeous oak.
That's true, because that's what was in then, right? Have it cold and you didn't even question it. You drank it. So
yeah.
So now people are onto the Pinot Gris, maybe that's phasing out. Maybe everything comes and goes, I guess, in popularity.
Well, I think, you know, it seems as though the hotter the weather gets out, people love Pinot Gris and the aromatics because they're just perfect patio sippers. You're sitting there on the deck. They're cool. They're crisp. They don't have that huge long finish because you just want to enjoy that glass. And I love Pinot Gris, especially BC Pinot Gris are outstanding from France as well. Gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful stone fruit and lusciousness.
Yummy. For marinade, Dave, I know you like a lot of sauces and you can make them at a drop of a hat. Mm-hmm. You usually like to add a little something because I think Debbie's big on sauces.
Deb loves her sauce, yes.
So you're talking about a cheaper cut of meat, too. Are you marinating beforehand?
No, no.
No, you don't think that's necessary?
I don't anymore. Typically, the meat you buy today, I either go to Thrifty's or I go to Glenwood Meats, is huge. I mean, they're just incredible. The quality, it's local. They're typically sourced, with somewhere on the island. And so the quality is so good and it's aged correctly. So you don't need to marinate. I mean, if I'm doing a flank steak or something like that, that I want to have sort of a Mexican theme to, I'll definitely marinate that in sort of a garlic and, some parsley and whatnot, and a bit of vinegar to help break it down a little bit. And then it'll be sliced sort of against the grain. But the good, like a strip loin or with New York and Delmonico and stuff, they're just so, so good. And I like when you're barbecuing too, you get a thicker cut, salt and pepper, and that's all you need. You want to taste the meat. I do anyway. I do make sauces for everybody else, though, to go on the sides.
For everybody else. And Jenny, are you a cook?
Oh, love to cook.
You're a cook too. And what about you, Jenny?
I love to cook. I'm not a big steak eater, though, myself. I prefer more vegetables and fish. And I've never been a huge...
I have a daughter who's a vegan, too, so...
But I do. But if it's a barbecue and there's homemade burgers, like, I'm all in.
Yep, there you
and
go.
There's a lot of options that way. There's a lot of options, too, right? You can do a salmon burger or a
yes.
veggie burger. There's
yep.
so many ways around this when yep. you barbecue. It doesn't just have to be a steak. Are you finding that now, Gina, too, with wines, that for different palates and people on very different diets, there's the whole mixture nowadays that you can adapt that with their wines?
We have to not only look at the flavor profile of the wine, but actually the wine being vegan. There are some wines from around the world where they actually use fish products to fine the wine.
Oh.
So all of our staff are trained to know, for somebody who's on a strict vegan diet, what wines they can go to without any fear that there's been any food product whatsoever in the wines. So, you know, it's, you know, pairing root vegetables and things like that, that's relatively easy because there's usually a sauce involved of some sort, and we pair the sauce rather than the vegetable itself. But yeah, it's just being really, really aware of helping people stay on the diet that they're choosing.
Dave, you learn something new every day. We'll be back in a minute and talk to this great group of people.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack. Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's exciting. The first ever BC SPCA Victoria Tuxes and Tails Gala has been sold out. Your generosity is appreciated. Tuxes and Tails is a special evening when animal lovers and supporters come together to celebrate and support the life-saving work of the BC SPCA Victoria branch. You can still help out by donating online at sbca.bc.ca/Victoria. All proceeds go directly to the BC SPCA Victoria branch. BC SPCA, speaking for animals, proudly supported by CFAX 1070.
It's raining cats and dogs, and you are totally cool with that. Because you're miles away from work, outside in the great outdoors, curled up with a good book and a hot tea underneath your awning, which doesn't leak anymore, thanks to Tom's RV. So bring it on, Mother Nature. The awning fabric sale at Tom's RV Service and Supplies. Any available fabric size and color for just $369 installed. Do it now. Do it better. Tom's RV Service and Supplies. Van Isle Way off Jacqueline in Langford.
On the hunt for a new home? Take aim at Woodland Creek, the 2012 Gold Care Award winner for Best New Subdivision and Built Green Builder of the Year. Woodland Creek homes are power smart and feature geothermal heating and air conditioning. Choose from 10 custom plans and finishes, from ranchers to four-bedroom homes, starting at just $369.9. Open house Friday to Sunday, noon to 4. See what West Coast living, small-town charm really means. Learn more at woodlandcreek.ca, a Tatangi Properties development.
Your best choice for selection and value in flooring is locally owned Camino Carpets and Flooring. You'll find everyday low prices and all stock in Camino's 7,000 square foot warehouse. It's loaded with a great selection of laminate, engineered hardwood, vinyl, and tile, much more than just carpets. Whatever you need on your floors, Camino's seasoned sales staff and professional installers will save you time and money. Just call for a free estimate. Camino Carpets and Flooring. New location, new showroom, same great savings. 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
We are here with David Ross, or as we know him, Big D, Gina Savard from Everything Wine, and Jenny Ambrose from Makehouse. And we're talking Father's Day, and let's just talk a little bit about some gift ideas. Jenny, I know at Makehouse we're going to talk about all you do in the next segment, but tomorrow, is it tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow.
People can get involved and make something for Dad.
We're making, we're actually making barbecue aprons for dads tomorrow. So.
Perfect. And, that's one session?
Yeah, it's 3 hours from 2 till 5. So we have one girl booked in who's just 14, and this will be her first sewing project. So
that's so neat.
Yeah.
It's great getting back to those old school things. And we'll get into how they can get a hold of you after.
Totally.
And Dave, barbecue things. I know I've seen great kitchen gadgets and stuff, but the one for steaks or meat that you can, a thermometer for barbecuing, you can tell the temperature. Are those good ideas, or are they kind of fluky?
They're good if it's for somebody that doesn't barbecue a lot and they're trying to cook a steak, a couple different steak temperatures for different people. Some people like it well done, some people like it rare. They're great, and they actually do work really well. You have to make sure you keep the batteries up to, because people chuck them in the drawer,
right?
And they sit there for
they
a year, they pull
work.
Them out, and they never work, right? So,
yeah.
But even it's actually easier just to use a regular thermometer that just gives you a temperature. And then it says right on it what that temperature should be, medium or well done or whatever. And you just stick it in. It says, it's 180 degrees. Oh, it's well done. Okay, you're done. You're good.
Because there's quite an art in that, eh, Jenny? I'm the one that always cuts them open.
I cut it open, too. I have to
totally
look.
Wrong.
I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
So, Gina, what about some gifts from Everything Wine? I know you've always got lots of stuff at Christmas time, the great baskets. What kind of stuff can you get, accessories and add-ons for Dad? And wine's always a good choice.
Oh, yeah. Wine is always a good choice. We do, we do have gift baskets. We're doing them a little bit more customized for Dad, so people can come in. We have the base basket built, and then we can help you pick wines to go in with that. But we also have our big Summer Solstice Wine Festival coming up on June 19th. and it's a closed store event. So that's kind of been the most popular gift right now, because you're giving dad the gift of walking around a wine festival with entertainment, and we have chefs that are going to be there on site preparing food to pair with the wines that you're tasting. So those have been really, really popular. And aerators are always popular because, you know, not everybody wants to wait an hour and a half for that wine to decant. So the aerator's instant gratification. Not that dads are all about instant gratification, but sometimes they need their wine quicker than others.
Say no more, Dave. Say no more.
I was just wondering if HUD was going to decant my wine tonight, too.
The summer solstice, that's at your place there, Gina?
It is. It's at the store on the 19th, and what we do is we close the store down at 6:30 and reopen for ticketed customers only, and they actually go from table to table throughout the store. We've got 12,000 square feet, so there's lots of space. And they taste the food, and adjacent to the table is the wine that will go with the food. And they have the opportunity to talk to the chef and to the winery representatives to explain why the wines pair with the food. And we have the Cynthia Davis Jazz Trio that will be playing as well. And we even have a photo booth set up so you can get some fun pictures done as well.
How much do you love your job, Gina?
Oh, my gosh, it's the best job in the world. I get paid to plan parties and taste wine. Like, doesn't get any better.
And you do
that.
A good job at it, too, so that's a good part.
Oh, thanks. And I think it's only $30, so that's a great deal.
That's a really good deal. Dave, I know Emily's in Africa right now, and she was doing nursing. I don't want to get to cry, but you're really proud of her. And what's your favorite part about being a dad?
Well, I think... Yeah, you know.
Don't cry.
Well, I mean, we have great kids, and you were telling us a story earlier about Ham and stuff. And I think just the fact that when I look at them now and how productive they are and how the choices that they've made and the good things that they do for other people, I think just it helps. I guess it validates what I've done, and hopefully, you know, raising good kids and good productive people for this world. And
as Chris Dalton said on the show before, good old Chris, he said, good citizens.
Good citizens,
exactly. And I think
exactly.
That's sort of exactly. The goal, isn't it? And, yeah. You know, I think my favorite part, you know, I had a great dad, and to see Hudson this week, our son Sheldon, who is, now I'm going to cry, our football player, had a bad injury, required surgery this week, and it was quite heartbreaking and devastating. It's not the worst thing in the world, but when you see a kid go through that, it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But to see that love and compassion and, you know, hands-on father, and to see your kid be so heroic and
yep.
with grace still in such a hard circumstance,
that's right.
It gives you the courage, and it's so rewarding to see these great little human beings that you've been given.
And you know that means you're going to get looked after well when you get old.
That's what my daughter always says. I have a daughter and two sons, and she's always like, be nice to me because you know I'm the one who's going to be doing you know what for you.
It's true. I feel lucky because I lived abroad for 13 years, and so I've been back in Canada for 2 years, and to have my dad living up island and able to come down with his power tools to help at the make house, you know, it was a bit of a long flight last time around when he tried to help me out with the business, so... And just, you know, the weight restrictions on planes these days. You can't bring your full toolkit, can you?
And are you seeing Dad for Father's Day?
He won't be down. I think he'll be back down during Jazz Fest, so we can have a delayed Father's Day at Jazz Fest.
How come you think Jenny has quite a story? England for 13 years?
Yes.
I think we have some stories to tell, and I'm sure they're all really fun. And your business sounds fantastic. And, you know, that's what's so neat about Victoria. You know, we have all these cool businesses and places, whether it's making an apron, buying great wine, great food. I mean, we have so many restaurants, so if you want to take Dad out for a meal, go or to the farmer's market and buy stuff to make it. There's so many options here, Dave.
There's a ton, and, you know, Debbie and I have stumbled upon one. I'll give them a plug just because I hope they're listening. It's the Crooked Goose down off Interurban Wilkinson Road.
Yeah, my brother's been there, too.
Yeah, Barry's been there, and Jill, and it's unbelievable. And you know what? It's a simple atmosphere. The people are nice. They're pleasant. The service is amazing, and the food is just off the charts. It's just, you know, you just want to go back every time. And so, yeah, a little plug for them. That's our new little local spot. So,
do you have a favorite, Jenny, that you go to?
For dinners?
For food. Just
for food. Anything. Well, actually, our neighbors on 4th Street, Chorizo, has anyone eaten there yet?
I've heard they're great.
I've not.
They've become a big go-to place for, well, for chorizo, and they do a mean coffee as well.
So. And, of course, we always like our friends at Crumsby's because they do great food. They were so kind this week to drop off some of their cupcakes, but also muffins. They do all kinds of food. Oh, my gosh.
I've not tried those.
Oh, we put a saddle on. I need a saddle now. But, oh, my gosh, what a treat. You know, that's the thing in life, right? No, and fathers and people go, oh, that's a Hallmark occasion. You know, I think whatever the occasion, this week seeing Sheldon's, you know, you guys, the football family, the friends that come through, if you can celebrate life, do it every day and every event. Make it a big deal.
It is, yeah. It's you and maybe that's getting older. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I mean, but I sat there yesterday when I was talking to Sheldon, and you know, I think the kids today are a bit smarter and older, mature than we were, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
And he even kind of, he got that message, right, that there's more to life than, I mean, you know, yeah, he's sitting there. He knows it sucks that it's, you know, he's wrecked his foot pretty bad and stuff, but... But he kind of gets that fact that, you know, he's going to get through this, right? And so maybe it was the double creamy caramel popcorn. I'm not sure, but
okay, Jeannie, what do you have with double creamy caramel popcorn? What about some dessert ideas for the wines for Dad?
Oh golly, you know, we've got everything from sparkling wines. Well, champagne, of course, you got to have champagne with dessert. But if they've got a little bit of a sweet tooth, we have a sparkling blackberry wine from Coastal Black. And I don't know, that may be more something that you do with a cheese platter. You could even do it for brunch. But I would say Tokaj. Go with a Hungarian Tokaj. Have that with some beautiful cheese or some port with a cheese platter. Or just in a glass, just sitting around. If it's nice outside, get the outside fire going and just mellow out with that fortified wine. Oh. You might not be able to walk up the stairs after, but it's going to be great going down.
Watch your leg. So, Gina, how do people get a hold of you? They shouldn't feel intimidated by wine because everything wine is just about enjoyment. So how do they get a hold of you?
We're just out in the Millstream Village, so if you're headed out to Costco or Home Depot, we're just a stone's throw from there, just across the street from Home Depot. They can give us a shout at the store, or they can go online to everythingwine.ca. But, gosh, walk through our doors. We've got the friendliest staff around. We've got a great tasting of Penfolds release going on now with cheese platters. So it's always a fun time to head into the store.
No kidding. And, of course, we're lucky, Big D, because you're around to cook for, well, for Debbie every day and for us on occasion. So we're very lucky with that. And, Jenny, you're going to be on in a minute, too, talking about what you do. But people want to sign up for the aprons tomorrow. How would they get a hold of you?
They can do it on our website, so www.themakehouse.ca, or they can call, except I won't be answering my phone for the next half an hour, 778-432-2294.
I think that's a great idea.
That is, yeah. Yeah, especially the barbecue aprons, perfect. That's
and you great. Can decide how big, you can customize the pocket. So if you know that he needs a certain amount of space for this and this.
Or an expander around the waist, yeah. In case you need that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to have one for each beer bottle.
Yeah. And the cap, is that the straw that you do?
That's right, yeah.
Well, this has been great talking to you guys. Thank you so much for being here. I hope wherever you are, if your dads are here or not, that we just take a moment to thank them and have a great day. Back in a moment after the news, we're going to talk about making some crafts.
Have you heard about PGX Daily?
What is PGX Daily?
PGX Daily is a healthy fiber and is just as important as exercise to stay healthy and slim. Studies show it promotes weight loss, helps lower cholesterol, and helps balance blood sugar.
We can get a $2 off coupon when we buy our PGX Daily at the Vitamin Shop.
Let's go for PGX right now.
Find PGX Daily at the Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street. Phone 250-386-1212 or visit CanadianVitaminShop.com.
Save your screams for the 2013 Much Music Video Awards. Pop sensation Psy, co-host and perform, featuring appearances by Demi Lovato, Ed Sheeran, Phillips, Avril Lavigne, Classified, Lucy Hale, Shay Mitchell, Kunal Nair, Brittany Snow, Stephen Amell, Patrick J. Adams, Naya Rivera, Sean Desmond, Serena Ryder, and more. The 2013 MMVA, Sunday, June 16th at 6. Brought to you by Virgin Mobile.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 News Update. The co-chair of the BC Health Coalition has labeled a scheme by the Fraser and Vancouver Coastal Health Authorities to charge seniors in public care homes a $25 a month wheelchair as ill-advised. Here's Martin McMahon.
Rick Turner says the money raised by fees will be canceled out or even eclipsed by costs associated with injuries. He feels seniors will endure if they choose to go without a wheelchair rather than pay the fee.
We're going to see more in the way of bed sores. We're going to see themselves putting themselves at risk. Instead of using the wheelchair for some of their needs, they're going to try to get by with just walkers. There'll be more falls. Many of them will get hurt and require more in the way of acute treatment.
The BC Health Coalition, which promotes the public health care system, is urging those opposed to the fees to contact the authorities through its website. Martin McMahon, Vancouver.
Santa Monica police say a man who went on a shooting rampage Friday acted alone. Officers shot and killed the suspect on the campus of Santa Cruz Monica shot the suspect on the campus of Santa Monica College. More from ABC's John Schriffen in Santa Monica.
Five are dead, four victims, and the shooter. One person listed in the hospital in critical condition. Authorities say that person may not make it. Now, police made sure to emphasize this was not a school shooting, saying this started blocks away from the campus. In all, they say nine crime scenes around this neighborhood.
Officials say the suspect began the rampage by killing his father and his brother. Opposition MPs say partisan politics played a role in the new paint job given to the military Airbus that ferries Prime Minister Harper around the world.
The gunmetal gray paint job has been replaced by white on top, blue on the bottom, and a streak of red down the middle. The New Democrats say the jet looks like a flying Conservative Party campaign sign. NDP leader Tom Mulcair.
When we form government in 2015, we will not be painting that plane orange.
Which is the NDP color. It cost the government $50,000 to repaint the plane. Bill Marshall, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Authorities plan to conduct an autopsy today on a body believed to be that of a 15-year-old Iowa girl who has been missing since she and another girl were abducted more than 2 weeks ago. Investigators say they're confident the body a fisherman found last night in the Des Moines River is Kathleen Shepherd's. The 12-year-old taken with her managed to escape and call 911. Authorities believe a registered sex offender abducted the girls and committed suicide after the young girl's escape. CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, highs of 19 with a UV index of 8 or very high. Tonight, a few clouds, windy along the water and a low of 10. Sunday, mix of sun and cloud with some wind and a high of 18. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's overcast and 15 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Good morning, it's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Well, I'm lucky Big D's staying around, and we've also got Jenny Ambrose from the Make House and all kinds of exciting things with this business of yours. I mean, I saw you on CTV News with Hudson, and Adam was interviewing you and had a look around the shop, and I just contacted you right away because I thought this is something that really is has needed to be here, and it's such a great thing. It's old school. But it's new again. And now what makes you go back to all these crafts that maybe our moms did? Not mine, but some moms.
For me, they only really went away for a short period of time, which was like my teenage years where I didn't do anything useful. But I actually grew up in a house of DIY. Both of my parents, my mother sewed all of our clothes, home furnishings. My parents together built two houses that we lived in. My dad made the plans, and they built it from the foundation up. They had kind of a housing sort of collective with two friends of theirs that they helped them build their house. And you know, so my dad made the furniture. He made the deck. They did all the landscaping, and they grew our food. So
that's so amazing. Now, what takes that though to a business? How do you get that business plan together? Because you've had businesses, like, it's one thing to have a concept, but to put that to paper, how did you come up with all that?
Well, I spent about 6 years in the UK working on a small eco fashion label, and so that I got really very much into my sewing and entrepreneurial ship. And my first business was a bit of a financial failure. However, I did learn a lot, and it was my education, my university. And towards the end of that, I ended up, when I was closing up the business, I was hired. I started getting work teaching other people to sew, and doing workshops at different colleges and universities, and going and talking to fashion students about, like, how bloody hard it is to make a living. And then this wonderful place opened up in Bath, where I was living in Somerset, called The Makery. And they hired me first just to teach to bring my underwear class there. And then within a month or so, I was teaching beginner sewing. I was taking on the bachelorettes. And then eventually I started teaching the kids' parties. And before I knew it, I was there, you know, full time. And I absolutely loved my job there so much. It was a very difficult decision then when I did decide to move back to Canada, because I was on a real high with my work. And so I vowed that, because I wanted to come back, I became an auntie in my last and my nephew was born here and in Victoria, and I decided that I would move closer to home. But with this kind of idea going on in the back of my head, was that was the happy place, that's what I enjoyed. And so I came up with the idea of doing my own sort of take on that. And and it's a little different what we're doing. I mean, we have art workshops and classes too, so it's not strictly sewing, and we combine a lot of different things: printing, art, stitching, things that are practical as well. Like, I'm a very practical person, so I'm not so much of an art maker myself. I'm someone that's like, I need a dress, and so I'll pick a pattern, get the fabric, and then I'll make one. I need a bathing suit, I'll make one. And so I love showing other people that they can do that too.
I can see, Jenny, you're kind of wise beyond your years in talking in the break and the comments.
I'm older than I look.
Not older than you look, but you're wise beyond your years. Like, I can see you've got a lot of depth to you, and I'm sure over a lot of these lessons, people are also taking away some wisdom from you.
Yeah, I think the environment that we've created, I mean, the shop itself, the physical aspect of the shop, and it's just full of old mismatched furniture and just things that I like. I describe it as a combination of my sewing studio, my kitchen, my living room, and any other things. But it's a public space, you know, and people come in off the street sometimes that haven't been in before, and they walk in and they're like, what is this place? Some people get it straight away and they're like, where's this place been? For, you know, we've needed something like this in Victoria for years, and
it's just, I think, it touches a base for people. You know, Hudsmum was a, you know, stretch and sew years ago, and guys like to sew as well.
Oh, yeah, we've had a real influx of guys since the new year for some reason. I mean, before Christmas, we probably only had two guys in for sewing, and we've had about a dozen since the new year coming in to do all kinds of different
and
things.
And upholstery, I see there's all kinds of stuff you do. And why is crafting, why is this sort of homemade and getting back to these basics so good for us?
Well, I think that the culture in North America especially has been geared so much towards going to the mall and buying things. Mm-hmm. Things that are made so far away that you have no connection to it. It's just, you know, just spending for the sake of spending, like, oh, I need this. Oh, this is wearing out, so I'm just going to get a new one. And I think that as production has gone downhill because everything's become so mass-produced and fast-produced, people are tired of things breaking and wearing out so quickly, and people are feeling a little bit ripped off with, you know, with kind of life sometimes. And I think people want something that's a bit more real, a bit more tangible. You know, for example, you know, Christmas shopping, people are going into this mall drone zone, you know, looking, I have to buy a gift, have to buy a gift. It doesn't mean anything if you go into, for the, you know, a department store and just to pick out a present for somebody. For me, it doesn't hold the meaning. You know, if you sit and make something for somebody, or we were talking before about, you know, Father's Day and Hallmark holidays, you don't have to give Hallmark your money.
No.
You can make something yourself, and it doesn't have to be expensive either. You know?
And what does your level of expertise have to be, though? Because I think a lot of us, you know, when you're young, you think you can do stuff, and then as you get older, kind of it sucks it out of you. Or you're not an artist, you can't do stuff. So, you know, I had a bad sewing experience in school.
So many people did, you know.
So, you know, at home ec. So how do we get over that? And
My approach to teaching is very different than home ec teachers and you know, it's about having fun and making people feel comfortable. And I think Everybody that comes on the Learn to Sew workshop, well, not everybody, but I'd say, you know, 60%, their one experience with sewing was home ec, and it was negative. And they felt like they couldn't do it. And I explained to people, you know, learning to sew is like, it's like learning a new dance. You're not going to, in one 4-week series of classes, you're not going to be able to go and do, you're not going to be perfect at it. You're not going to have all the moves, all the steps. There's the same thing with sewing, is that there's, you know, muscle memory and all that stuff involved of the repetition, and you have to keep at it. It's like anything, if you want to get good at something. And then you find your shortcuts as you go. So when you're cooking something for the first time, you follow the recipe by the book. Then once you've made that a few times, then you start to find your way with it, and you can start to be a bit more creative with how you do it.
Well, let's come back after the break and talk about some of these great courses coming up this summer, because there's a whole multitude of stuff for you, your kids, even for charity. Back in a minute.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Hi, it's Wesley on CFAX 1070. Rain, shine, or overcast, every Saturday Moss Street Market is open for business at the corner of Moss and Fairfield, bringing you the best local organic produce, artisan creations, and live music. There are plenty of local farmers here with a wide variety of local produce for your kitchen. Or if you'd rather spend the afternoon outside today, there are lots of fresh-made lunch options here at the market as well. So come on down. It's a nice cool day to be outside, and the market is open till 2 this afternoon. Also, if you'll be heading downtown with your children, don't forget to stop by Fisherman's Wharf for World Oceans Day. It's World Oceans Day today. Lots of interactive activities for kids and adults alike. WorldOceansDay.org for all the details. That's happening till 4 this afternoon. Okay, that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Let Dad relax in a new recliner from Dodge Furniture and Mattress. Microfiber recliners start at just $298. And check out Dodge's new container of chairs and ottoman sets that just arrived, priced at $398. Plus, make no payments for 1 year OAC with no money down, no interest, not a cent for a whole year. Recliners for Father's Day are on sale now at Dodge Furniture, 715 Finlayson, and DodgeFurniture.com.
Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
The all-new Sub-Zero Wolf Showroom at Lansdowne Appliance Gallery is now live and already causing quite the stir. The renovations continue, and so do the savings. See Victoria's largest functioning cooking demonstration kitchen in action, and save up to $2,500 on the featured Sub-Zero and Wolf appliance packages inside. Just one look and you'll agree, Lansdowne Appliance Gallery is Victoria's premium appliance destination. The transformation is on at 2517 Douglas at Bay and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
We are back. We have David Ross here and Jenny Ambrose from the Make House. And I was going to ask you, I'm a left-handed knitter. Well, I'm not really a knitter. I've got about this much knitting, a little tiny scarf that I've done for about 3 years. And people have a hard time teaching left-handed people how to do a lot of different crafts.
Yeah, someone was talking about that the other day, about the left-handed knitting, because I was asking, I always ask in sewing classes if anyone's left-handed, because sewing machines are set up for right-handed people as well, because the way that the machines are, there's a certain way.
Right. And a lot of left-handers can do them both ways, because can for most things, but just
they
have to be taught differently still.
Well, I show them the option of learning to use, there's rulers on both sides of the needle.
Oh.
So sometimes if people use the rulers on the left and they have the fabric off to the right, which is the opposite of how I sew, they find it easier to maneuver. And I discovered that just in one lesson where there was a woman who was really struggling. And I said, are you left-handed? And she's like, yes. And I was like, why don't you try this? And then all of a sudden she was off and she could do everything that everyone else was doing. And it was, but yeah, left-handed knitting. I'm not a knitter myself, but, there was someone talking about that in the shop the other day about how she was trying to learn from a right-handed knitter. And I think maybe in Victoria, if there's any really adept left-handed knitters out there, come down to get in touch with me and we'll offer your classes at the Make House, because there's definitely, like, there's a lot of people that are left-handed, you know, and
There sure are. There's been shops for it now. Now, let's talk about the schedule, too, for the summer. You've got things for kids. You've got things for adults and also charity. Give us kind of a rundown of some of the things you do, including upholstery, which is totally cool.
Okay. Well, the Simple Upholstery is going to be back again in September. We already have people registering for that.
Oh, I bet.
We have a great teacher. He's a big character, Miro from Spain. He's been in his trade since he was 18.
Oh, I see him on your website. You need that, Dave, because Dave does a lot of cool furniture that he sells. And if you sort of do all that on your own, boy.
Oh, it'd be tough. Yeah, I wouldn't want to touch that type of stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I can't believe the difference in the chairs that have come in, what they look like at the beginning, and then when they're stripped down, repainted, and then recovered.
Wow.
Using the beautiful, you know, the hammer and tack, the old-fashioned, like, technique. Because we don't have loads of power tools in the shop. Like, this upholstery is for people that want to be able to do, like, really beautiful, simple projects like stools, chairs, maybe, like, not reupholstering a whole sofa.
Right.
And, all of the people who have done the course have just been over the moon with what they've been able to do.
It looks very cool. And so there's some stitching courses. There's boot camps.
We have some sewing camps, both for kids and for adults. We have a lingerie boot camp. That's for people that do a little bit of sewing already, but that would really like to learn how to make their own underwear. So we'll do a pair of knickers, a soft bra, and a camisole, or a pair of French knickers. I mean, if people have something that they'd like to do and we have the pattern for it, we can...
Dave, she can get you some private classes, don't worry.
Yeah? You can wear French knickers while you're barbecuing your steaks. That'll go down well. Maybe on Valentine's.
And what's the summer market? Is that some of the products that you have?
Yeah, we've decided to do something a bit different. Normally on Saturdays we have scheduled workshops or we have parties like bachelorettes or birthday parties and stuff. But for the summer, we've decided to open up as a summer local designer, crafter, maker market. So we'll be selling our own products that we make in the make house. And we have an in-house artist as well, Freya Zazu. So she's always coming up with new paintings and illustrations. And then we're inviting other local designers and crafters to sell their work in the shop on those Saturdays as well. And it's a fun way to open up the shop because on Saturdays, often when there's people coming in for workshops, we can't have traipses of public coming through when people are trying to finish their projects and stuff.
And the Make for Charity, is this an idea to help out people that want to make stuff and sell it and make money for their charities?
Make for Charity is being headed up by one of our Makehouse fairy godmothers, Della Wilkins, who... she's been doing a lot of charity work for a long time and sewing for hospitals and hospices. Mm-hmm. So things that they actually need, but making pretty versions of them so they don't look like they've come from a hospital. And so this Make for Charity is open to anyone who wants to come and volunteer and help. It's a three-hour session on the last Wednesday of July and August, and we're going to be continuing and adding dates for the fall. So it's like getting a production line together and creating these products that are needed and requested by hospitals and hospices. And Della and other volunteers will be there to help instruct people. So you do get some learning. There's a learning aspect to it as well.
I think you're going to be hugely successful because you come from a real community base and about giving back and doing good. So I know this is going to be such a successful venture for you.
Well, thank you.
It's just great. And I want to have you back on because let's talk more about this stuff because I think people are really have a thirst for it. And if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that, Jenny?
Our website, themakehouse.ca, or they can email me directly, jenny@themakehouse.ca. Or they can phone me, 778-432-2294.
Yeah, if you've got kids this summer or even yourself, get out there and do something fun and something a little bit different, which is great. Jenny Moore's on the phone joining us from Vancouver. How are you, Jenny?
Hey, how are you? Long time.
I'm great. Now, many people in Victoria know Jenny from, of course, when she was at Maine Essentials and she's moved to Vancouver. And we miss you over here, but I hear life's going well for you.
It is. It's going very well, but I do miss the island too. I mean, you know, they're both different cities. It's very cosmopolitan over here, so you do see some things here that you do not see in Victoria.
I bet. And we're going to talk a little bit about, Father's Day and sort of some new looks and that kind of thing. What are you seeing? I know you're still in the hair care line as well. What are you seeing as far as styles? Is the Mad Men look?
The men, yeah. A lot of the men are still looking very sort of stylish, you know, the young GQ guys, executive look. You still see a little bit of the heaviness on top of the hair and shorter on the sides. The spiky hair is still really big. Men are doing a lot of razor cutting too, and jagged looks. And look at Adam Levine, Robert Pattinson, those kind of hairs. They're cutting their hair right off. And a lot of guys are doing undercuts as well. That seems to be coming back as well.
So, is that kind of like the floppy on top then?
So, yeah, kind of a little bit heavier on top. Not really throw, but, you know, sort of a softer look from it.
Jenny in the studio lived in England for a few years. She's sort of going, ugh, grimacing at that last look.
Yeah, I know. Actually, on the really young, cute guys, they can wear anything.
Oh, well, anything on a young,
I disagree with that.
Yeah, they don't even look like they've washed, but, you know.
We're going to come back in a couple of minutes and talk with Jenny and get some more tips on fashion and the way your guy could look.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision 2000 Travel inviting you to book your next Uniworld boutique river cruise to Europe, Russia, and beyond. Book a 2014 all-inclusive river cruise and explore wonderful rivers like the Danube or Rhine, Seine or the Rhone, or be one of the first to sample our new destination to Bordeaux in western France. Plus, when you book your Uniworld boutique river cruise with Vision 2000 Travel by June 30th, you'll save between $300 and $2,000 per couple. Vision 2000 Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
Hi, it's me. Could you tell me the address of your rental property again? That's where I am. I thought I had the wrong place. No, I'm on your roof, and it's in good shape. You're at least 5 years away from needing it replaced. You're very welcome.
Sometimes you don't need a new roof, and if that's the deal, Ariel Roofing will tell you. Ariel Roofing. Honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at arielroofing.ca.
More Rewards Scan and Win is back at Save-On Foods. From May 31st to June 20th, spend $50 with your More Rewards card, and you can win 2 million more rewards points. Plus, right now, get packs of assorted Coca-Cola beverages, More Rewards price, 3 for $11, or assorted General Mills Cheerios, More Rewards price, 2 for $7. Don't miss More Rewards Scan and Win. Contest details in store. Save-On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
A shared passion for power, performance, and innovative techniques? That's Integrity Sales in Husqvarna. As a Husqvarna dealer, Integrity Sales carries all Husqvarna power equipment. From brush cutters, weed eaters, chainsaws, lawnmowers, lawn tractors, to a full line of parts and accessories. Count on Integrity Sales to keep you working efficiently with the power of Husqvarna. Integrity Sales, your Greater Victoria authorized Husqvarna dealer. 2180 Keating Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
We are back. We have David Ross here, and we also have Jenny Ambrose from the Make House. And on the phone, we have Jenny Moore, who is knows all the trends and fashions and hairstyles for men. Jenny, we were talking about the hairdos. Also, beards right now, they're kind of a little scruffy, right? It's like the one
I'm
week.
I'm not a beard fan myself. I love that smooth look on a man.
Yeah,
but
I do too. Me too.
Saying that, I don't mind tashes, you know? Mustaches. But the other thing with the hair, you know, Justin Timberlake, he's probably wearing the most current look right now.
Oh, okay. So a little bit top-heavy and curly and messy.
Top-heavy on top with the wave. The wave is coming back. Gatsby, you know, the Gatsby movie?
Yeah.
That's sort of the trend. That's where it's going. Very Italian.
Thank goodness.
It's almost more styled.
So the Bushman is out.
Yeah, Bushman's out. The bald head, I think, is disappearing. Of course, it's always in for those that don't have it, so that's a fantastic look.
Got to tell that to Vancouver Island, because I still see a lot of beards around.
I know. I think that's lazy sometimes.
I was shocked when I moved back to Canada about how many beards there were, and I realized I didn't know what anybody looked like for the first.
And that's just the woman. Well, you know, I think people get into a way they want to look for a while, and it can change. I know my son was, you know, kind of just lazy too, but had a beard and mustache and scraggly. And
I think they all go through that, don't they? I mean, let's face it, when we're all growing up, we all like to try different trends. But
totally, I think I shaved one side off one time. Jack Noseguard talked me into it, and it was the it was like, what did I do that for? It was horrible.
He's always got a styling look, Jack. You know, he always his beard is always trimmed and colored, and it looks good.
It's a joke,
I think,
right?
People don't like beards when they're just kind of hairy. You know, like what's that program, Duck Dynasty?
Oh, yeah. They look pretty cute under all that, though. So nowadays, if you want to look kind of current, you can sort of look to Justin Timberlake,
Yeah, because you notice, like, he had very, very curly hair, so they've somehow straightened it a little bit, and they've got it very groomed on the side. The big thing is the side part. That's really big with guys, and that's coming back. Do you ever watch The Voice? Adam Levine was wearing it the other day. Had a strong side part, a little bit heavier on top, very short on the sides. That seems to be the look that that's current right now.
And if you're younger or older, you can still kind of get away with some of these, too, right? Because it's not really a kid look.
I think it's ageless, that look, because it's very classic.
Very classic. Yeah. I just have to interject one moment, too. And, Dave, you were just saying, we've been talking about steak and potatoes here, and Dave said he didn't like baked potatoes, so you know Hudson. He's chimed in and said what to you about your...
Well, when I mentioned the decanting of my wine tonight, he said, how about I decant that over your potato?
So you're in for a big night.
I can't wait.
Ambrose, what's your favorite style for a man?
I like a clean cut look.
You like clean cut.
That's the problem, having two Jennies on it.
And second Jenny, what's your look, Jenny?
I like men styled. I love them when they dress up and they've got nice clothes on. I like a casual look too, but I like that groomed look for me personally. And when I first met my husband, he only wore black and brown. Well, I had to change that. Now he's into all kinds of colors, and I buy a lot of his clothes, and he gets lots of compliments. So I think that's the secret, women. Buy for your men.
I actually really like the old James Dean kind of look with hair. I like that sort of thing.
Casual look.
It's still effort's been put in, but not over.
That's right. Not the James Bond. But see, I like the James Bond look too.
So you can either wear a suit or you can be casual and wear like some rolled up pants
if you've got that heavy top, you know, if you're going out and you're all dressed up, then you would do that smoother. But if you were doing the James Dean look, then you would go for that rustled, tousled look. And so you can get those two looks out of that very one hairstyle.
And how do you get a guy to get to the next move? You're talking about your husband and clothing, whether you want them to get a different style of pants or a...
just have to kind of show them pictures. They can look online. I mean, God, the Bay downtown here is amazing.
Yeah, the Bay, you know, like a lot of young people don't realize how much there is at the Bay. You know, it's got some really great fashion trends there.
Well, the one downtown in Vancouver, they've got a place called The Room, and I just about died when I went in there and saw the prices, and I went, okay, this is for special occasions only, because it's super expensive, but it's very styled and put together, and they've got runway clothing there, you know, and it's all kinds of loads of choice for clothes over here.
Cool. For special occasions, my daughter Rachel's wanted to mention Niche has an event tonight at the Empress, the red carpet. So if you're out and about from 6 to 7, they say come down to the Empress to stand outside, and you can see some of the celebs. They've got a bunch of celebs coming tonight, and you can see them arriving in their finery. What do you like for fine evening attire, Jenny? What would you say this time of year?
Summer, I tend to go, you know, I think guys do a lot of linens and casual clothing that way. They're not so dressed up. I find in the winter they tend to be more suity and more dressed up.
That's very true. Jenny, it's been great talking to you, and I want to talk to you more, so we'll have you back in a few weeks so we can catch up with stuff. I just did want to mention, Dave, Hudson is we're going to Toronto on Thursday. He's gotten the RTNDA President's Award. I know you're a big supporter of his
Well, I love Hudson.
A huge supporter, and I mean, when I got a chance to meet his our good friend Scotty as well, but we were talking about this, and like Scotty said, and I'll just sort of reiterate the fact that I don't think there's anybody that deserves it more. So,
well, thank you very much. It's pretty much the highest honor you can get in the broadcast field in Canada, and we're super proud, and we can't wait to attend this Friday while he gets that award. I'll see you the week after that. I hope you have a great Father's Day. Jenny, Dave, Emily, thank you so much for everything. As always, I love being here. Get out there and enjoy.
Thanks. Nice talking to you.
Take care.
Bye.